Timmins, if you're looking to shop local for the holidays, there's a new co-op in town delivering just that. The Waxwing Commons Yuletide Makers Co-op is set up in the old body shop location in the Timmins Square. With everything from skincare products to oven mitts to pepperettes, there is something for everyone, says owner Mike DeGagne. Everyone here is a local maker and is a friend of ours, said DeGagne. There's something for men, there's something for kids, there's something for dinner. We can do all that. The Commons brought together local, like-minded businesses to share the space. DeGagne and Rachel LaChance own Waxwing Commons, formerly known as Black River Foraging, which is a line of personal care products with all-natural homegrown and foraged ingredients. Marie-Yves Prue started Atelier Celine and Margot Upcycled Textiles during the pandemic. I started this during COVID because nothing was open, and my son had online learning, so I needed something to keep myself busy, and I just used what I had and started sewing little things, she said. And that is how this was born, and it's all recycled and secondhand fabrics. When the Commons was being put together, she thought it was a great chance to get involved. They've always been very community, cooperation-minded, and everyone is welcome, she said. So I saw Rachel at another market, and she said, hey, I'm doing something at the mall, and that's how it happened. She said the culture around supporting each other is refreshing. There's room for everybody, and everyone is rejoicing in everyone's successes, she said. The location will be open until December 31st, but many shoppers are asking if there will be a more permanent location in the future, said DeGagne. Half of the people that come through the store say, is this permanent? And when we say no, they go, ah, he said. The truth is, most of us don't have enough stock to do this year-round, but we want to be doing this seasonally, at least once a year. That collective support of each other's ventures is a big part of what makes the Commons work. As alone, we don't have enough to take on a store this size, so fortunately, we have a lot of really good friends, he said. To have somewhere that's a little more permanent, with different hours that we can be interactional with people and talk about what makes this all different is really important. Every creator involved has information with their products and where they can be found online, but many of their friends, family, and repeat customers are discovering other products as they shop, said DeGagne. What's been leading sales is the stories behind the products, not just the materials and the things themselves, but the people who make them, he said. We're a community as producers, but we've been able to meet everyone's extended community and feel the support from them. With shopping local on the minds of many with the Canada Post strike still ongoing, DeGagne said this is a great chance to see what's being made in Timmins and the surrounding area. Support local, especially while the economy is struggling. The best way to boost your local economy is to support local, said DeGagne.